Today we finish off the series that we started at the beginning of the month. The series discussing the details of the War of Gog Magog and Moshiach ben Yosef. We finish today not because there's nothing more to teach, but rather tomorrow is already Rosh Chodesh and the test, and we have to just finish off the series that we started. Today we're going to discuss a few details about Moshiach ben Yosef that we did not discuss in the previous shiurim. And that is, Yosef had two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. So is Moshiach ben Yosef a descendant of Yosef through Menashe? Or is Moshiach ben Yosef a descendant of Yosef through Ephraim? There's two branches in the Yosef dynasty. So which one in Moshiach ben Yosef, will he be a descendant of Menashe, or will he be a descendant of Ephraim? So there's a fascinating medrash. The medrash is based on a kapitel tilim kufches, pasik tes. The pasik says, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, ve'Ephraim mo'iz roishi Yehuda mechoikikoi. So we mention in this pasuk Menashe, Ephraim, and Yehuda. What is the division of Menashe, Ephraim, and Yehuda? So the Medrash says that Li Menashe, it refers to Mashiach ben Yosef, which will come through Menashe ben Yosef. From Ephraim is going to come the Meshuach Melchama, and Melech HaMashiach will be from Shevet Yehuda, Yehuda Mechoikikoi. But Moshiach ben Yosef himself will actually be from Ephraim. That's the way the Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Yudalit, explains. There are other Midrashim, like everything, it's not 100% clear, because there are other Midrashim that explain that Moshiach ben Yosef will come through Ephraim. But the general consensus is that Moshiach ben Yosef will come through Menashe. And the question is, why is it that we need to have a Mashiach ben Yosef that gets killed and a Mashiach ben David? In our previous shiurim, where we explained the union of the Aseres HaShvatim when Mashiach comes, which the Aseres HaShvatim were ruled by kings from Yosef, and the reunion of Yosef and Yehuda in the time of Mashiach, so we understand that they both have to come together. But why do we need to have a Moshiach ben Yosef? So there are different mefarshim that explain on a very simple level, because being that the Aseres HaShvatim were sent away, at least most of them, like we learned in the previous shiurim, so therefore the leader of the Aseres HaShvatim is the de facto Moshiach ben Yosef, he has to come back. But also in Avodah, it's explained in the Svarim of the Maharal. We, in our previous shiurim, we discussed that the Maharal wrote a sefer called Netzach Yisrael. And in Netzach Yisrael, in Prokim Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, which is also similar to the Prokim in Tanya Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, which speak about Moshiach. But the Netzach Yisrael, the entire sefer, is a discussion about Moshiach. So the Maharal explains that the Shleimus HaAvoida of a Yid is with Moyach and Leiv. It's with his mind and his heart. Now, each of these three, each of these Avoidas, the Avoidas HaMoyach is one Avoida, and Avoidas HaLeiv is a separate Avoida. So Moshiach ben Yosef and Moshiach ben David each represent a different avoida. There is the avoidas hamoyach, and there is avoidas halev, and you need to have both. You need to have both in yonim, side the inyan of haysafa, side the inyan of Torah, side the inyan of avoida, and side the inyan of avoida shebelev, which we know that Yehuda represents Apam Oides Havaya, that's the Avoides Shebelev. And then you have Yosef represents Hoysofa, Talmud, Limud, is the Avodas HaMoyach. But the ultimate inyan of Moshiach is the bringing it down, is the V'malta, U'malta Mes'orlas Levavchem, that we are going to remove the Orla from the heart. That right now there's a certain Timtum HaLev that's the Eibishter, we're in Golos, we are stuck with. And when Mashiach comes, the Eibishter is going to remove. The ultimate thing is that the Eibishter U'malta Mes'orlas Levavchem, that finally our hearts will be able to have a Deher and a Likus in the ultimate Inyan. So that's a difference in the Avodas of Mashiach, Ben Yosef, or Mashiach, Ben David. But in the Sichas of the Rebbe, and obviously we always finish off with the Inyanim of the Rebbe, my Molim Lekut Sichas of Nesidoy Reinu. So while it's not directly connected to Mashiach ben Yosef, but in the Sichas and Maimorim of Vayigash especially, and specifically in Tovshin Umbeis, the Rebbe speaks very strongly about the connection between our generation and the generation before us, mainly his connection as an extension of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe being Yosef, and in our generation, the union of David, Melech HaMoshiach. And a lot of people say that the Rebbe is being meramez to the inyan. We mentioned yesterday in the last year that to a certain extent, Mashiach ben Yosef, while officially comes from Yosef, but like the Gra and others explained, it could really express itself in other Eifanim. That really the idea of Mashiach ben Yosef is the one that prepares the derech for Mashiach ben David. So lav davke does it actually have to be from Yosef. There are different Eifanim. The Gra gives 150 different ways of the Gili of Mashiach ben Yosef. When you read the Sichas of the Rebbe, and especially you're going to learn the Sicha of Vayigash, Tovshin Umbeis, it almost screams at you. Again, I'm not saying that this is what the Rebbe said, but a lot of people say Mashmo'os from this, is that the Rebbe is learning almost that the Mashiach ben Yosef is like the Friedrich Rebbe, Yosef Shebedereinu, who prepared the way for our generation of the Avodah of Mashiach ben David. And I'm going to read to you a few quotes of the Sicha. This is in Sefer HaSichas, Tovshin Umbeis, Chelek Aleph. And it's pages 224 and 225. A few quotes where you're going to see this inyan. The Rebbe says, K'mavur b'kama mekoymes, as der koyach of the gili from David avdi nosel lehem la'olam, the gili of Yehuda, come from the Sfriers given Vayigash Eil of Yehuda, as Yehuda is Mekabel the Ashpa from Yosef, that the Koyach of that Yosef had, that Yehuda has to do his Avoida, comes from the fact that he's first Mekabel from Yosef, from the Melech of Mitzrayim at the time, Yosef. And the Rebbe teaches that what does that have to do with our generation? Listen to this paragraph. This is connected to the inyan of Vayigash Eil of Yehuda. As Suzami mit der Siyuah von der Toikev, Avoid von Yosef Shebedereinu, in connection, in conjunction with the help and the strength of the Avoida from the Yosef of our generation, Chagmu Chadmur Nesidereinu, the Friedrich Rebbe, which obviously his name is Yosef. Hotmen oich dem vayigash eil of Yehuda. We also have the avoid of Yehuda, which the avoid of Yehuda is Mashiach sheyovi bekorev mamish Mashiach, which will come speedily. V'David avdi nasi lehem lo ilam, David, which is going to be the everlasting leader of Klal Yisrael. Velchar kumt, which comes Yosef. He comes from the, he gets his strength from Yosef. Now, you could say that it means Yosef of the original Yosef. But the Rebbe adds in brackets, Shebidoireinu, in our generation. In other words, the Rebbe is specifically talking about Yosef of the Friedeker Rebbe and David, which is coming as an extension. If you remember, in Chayisara Tovshin and Beis, there's some Himmel de Kaverter at the end where the Rebbe says, that we're talking about the Friedeker Rebbe vidos is given bedor shelefonov as chakm chadmur is nesachit gavore mit aviv, that the Friedeker Rebbe connected himself with his father azoy as mahat yishleimus when ala shiva kani amenoida ala shiva doiris. In our generation we have the seventh generation as it's connected to the Friedeker Rebbe the way he was connected with his father. In other words, that the Yehuda, the Moshiach of our generation, is mamish coming behemshech to the Yosef Shebedereinu. And kamoicha kiparai ispari v'skalimnei kol nehoirin, which is a quote that the Rebbe often quotes in Tovshin and Beis, that parai, even though he obviously is parai harosha, one of the biggest Rishoyim that enslaved Klal Yisrael, yet beruchni senyonim, he represents a very high level of Gilui, to the extent that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go to Paroi. And the Eibishter had to say, boy, come with me to Paroi, because Paroi was such a high and such a strong klipa. And therefore, we have the unique schus that in our generation we have the ultimate Yehuda, the Rebbe Melech Mibeis David, who comes from Shevet Yehuda, and the way it comes as an extension of the Yosef Shebedireinu, which Ula Yeshloimar also is included in that, the Inyan of Moshiach ben Yosef.